Bo Scarborough, touchdown, Alabama.
Alabama led the game until the last 4.5 minutes. That's when things turned Clemson's way. Crimson Tide running back Bo Scarborough scored twice in the first quarter. Tigers quarterback Deshaun Watson responded with a touchdown run and then a pass to Hunter Renfrow to make the score 14-17 with Alabama in the lead at the half. The third quarter was marked by a 68-yard pass to Alabama's O.J. Howard for a touchdown, but Clemson then tightened the score to 21-24 in the fourth quarter. An unsportsmanlike conduct call against Alabama's Deron Payne put Clemson within striking distance to take the lead for the first time in the game. Bama scored and took the lead back, but finally Alabama's Anthony Averitt drew a pass interference call, and Clemson made the go-ahead touchdown to win 35-31. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney says Alabama played well, but the Tigers' win was no surprise to him.
We beat the last 7 national champions, all of them, this year. I don't know who tweeted that out. I appreciate that little nugget. We beat the last 7 national champs we beat this season.
Alabama came into the championship with a perfect season marked by the process and focus of head coach Nick Saban. How focused is focused? Well, look at it this way. On Wednesday, November 8th, this is what the world was waking up to.
Some big news here, Megan. Huge news. Actually, the AP now projecting that Donald Trump has won the state of Pennsylvania.
That is the race, frankly. There is no path forward for Hillary Clinton.
Later that day, Coach Saban was asked about Donald Trump being the next president.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know yesterday was election day.
Saban clearly had other things on his mind.
Not Donald Trump!
The big day for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton came just 3 days after the Tide shut out LSU. Mississippi State and Chattanooga lost to the Tide after that, with each team scoring only 1 field goal. Then came this game, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That was the Iron Bowl against Auburn, the final game of the year, and the one thing standing between Saban and the Tide's first undefeated season since 2009. Alabama beat Auburn 30-12, but not everything at the post-game press conference went smoothly.
Well, I hate it when you say that.
That was Saban's response to a certain question. This one.
What sense of accomplishment do you have at this point going into a game that some may argue, I'm not saying this, that you don't necessarily have to win to get to the playoff?
That game was the SEC championship against the Florida Gators at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta.
Look, I'm really proud of our team. But really, the legacy of the team still lies ahead.
Alabama won that game as well. The confetti flew as wide receiver Calvin Ridley helped his teammates hoist the wood and bronze SEC championship trophy for the 3rd year in a row.
Feels great, man. It was my 2nd year, and we're making things happen.
While Alabama felt the thrill of victory, Florida Gators coach Jim McElwain was left to deal with the agony of defeat during post-game interviews.
Sometimes you go against players that, you know, are pretty good, right? That's the way it goes.
Now it's Nick Saban's turn to deal with the defeat.
I think every loss is very painful, and my loss is really for the bad feeling that I have for the players who've worked so hard to create this opportunity for themselves, and not to be able to finish it is very disappointing for me, but because of them.
The college football landscape will change next year, at least as far as Alabama and Clemson are concerned. The Tigers' star quarterback Deshaun Watson is expected to move on to the NFL draft. Alabama's freshman quarterback Jalen Hurts will be a sophomore. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.